the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Last week, the USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service launched a new export sales reporting and maintenance system. The system requires U.S. exporters to report any sales transaction with buyers outside the U.S. for many key commodities. During the launch, FAS encountered challenges that affected the physical dissemination of the data and data quality. As a result, the agency took the system offline and retracted the weekly export sale information. U.S. fuel prices continue their decline for the 11th straight week, with gas down 5 cents a gallon to a national average of $3.81. Gas Buddy reports the national average is down 39.8 cents from a month ago, but up 69.1 cents from a year ago. However, the national average price of diesel increased 7.3% in the last week and stands at $5.04 per gallon. The National Association of Wheat Growers released a response to the final Lower Snake River Dam's benefit replacement report and recommendations recently announced by Senator Patty Murray and Governor Jay Inslee, both Democrats from Washington State. The NAWG CEO Chandler Gould tells AgriMarketing.com, "We're glad the recommendations recognize the role these dams play in agriculture and acknowledge dam breaching is not feasible at present. But Gould says we remain concerned and opposed to breaching as it would be detrimental to wheat growers across the region." From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.